3 straight wins, the Bombers are back on a winning streak, defeating Yorkton 4-0 at home. Flin Flon took control in the early second period and never let up, giving the Bombers their league-leading 32nd win of the season. The Bomber offense generated many chances early, but for the second straight night, Yorkton netminder Adam Kelly was up to the task. Neither team got their offense going in the first, with Yorkton getting one of the best chances, a two-on-none with J.Y.E. Zawatsky and Colton Corrin, stopped in its tracks by Bomber goalie Kenny Marquardt. Tempers still flared at times, with a few scrapes after the whistle, including a big blow-up near the end of the period. Four players, Flin Flon's Carter Anderson and Riley Niven and Yorkton's Ashton Shields and Quinton Unrainer, received two-minute penalties and 10-minute misconducts for acting up. All four would stay into the box well into the second period, including more time than scheduled. It appeared the officials forgot they were in there, finally freeing them with 6 minutes left in the period. Flin Flon braved an early 4-on-3 in the second period and came out the other side unscathed, almost opening the scoring shortly after with a power play chance of their own. Alexi Silvestre had a chance in close, but Kelly kept up his old tricks, robbing the forward blind in the crease. It was a point shot that would open the scoring for the Bombers, with Anthony Bax teeing off with a slapper that Kelly saved but couldn't stop, leaking between his pads and into the net. Anthony Piccinino was credited with the marker, making it 1-0. After a slew of penalties in the mid-second, Justin Lies got on the board for Flin Flon on a power play, banging home a loose rebound on Kelly. Good enough for Lies to become the first SJHler to hit 30 goals this season. Bax extended that lead later in the frame, coming in on a 3-on-1 with Anderson and Jerome Gilbert, keeping, firing and scoring, beating Kelly gloveside. Flin Flon's offense went full speed in the first two periods, putting the equivalent of a shot per minute on Kelly. The goalie did his best to keep the score 3-0 after 40 minutes. Noah Houle and Yorkton's Jackson Sperling got into a brief skirmish at the end of the period, but not quite enough for the refs to judge it a fight. Both players came back for the third. With the Bombers getting a power play out of the fight, Flin Flon struck quickly. Another goalmouth scramble saw the puck squirt out to the left side, leaving a wide-open Anthony to go backs-to-back, scoring his second goal and third point of the night, making it 4-0 Flin Flon early in the third. That chippy undercurrent would continue with another late scrum near the net, with Silvestre coming together with Yorkton's Anthony McIntosh and bringing in league penalty minute leader Dalton Mays, back in the lineup this weekend after serving a 6-game suspension, to share polite words. Once the dust settled, Mays was booted from the game for his role in the mischief, taking a 5-minute major for a headshot on Silvestre. With the result more or less already decided, both teams played out the string, with the Bombers heading forward to 2 more points and extending their lead in the league standings. Earlier this year, Marquardt was pulled against Yorkton after giving up 3 quick first-period goals. The netminder learned from his earlier mistakes, earning his 3rd shutout of the season and making 41 saves to do it. Kelly made 51 saves on the day, making 87 saves in just 2 games against Flin Flon this weekend. The win gives the Bombers 66 points on the season, 7 points clear of second-place Battlefords, who have played 2 more games. The Bombers and the Stars will face off for the first time this season on the road next week. The games will be both a rematch of the last year's SJHL final and a face-off between the SJHL's 2 top teams. Melfort sits 3rd in the league standings with 55 points in 40 games, 4 more than the Bombers and 11 points back.